One of Wisconsin's most recognizable symbols turns 100 years old this fall, the University of Wisconsin fight song, and later the official state song, On Wisconsin. The song has become legendary, and there are a lot of legends that surround the story of the song. And here to talk with us more about that now is David Null. He's the Director of Archives at the University of Wisconsin in Madison. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Terry.
This song, which is so associated with Wisconsin, was almost associated with Minnesota.
It was. It was William Purdy, who wrote the music, originally was writing the song for a contest for a song, a fight song for the University of Minnesota. And Carl Beck, who wrote the words, was so impressed by it that he said, "You don't want to do that for Minnesota. I want you to do that for Wisconsin."
And the song has a prelude, the original version of it. It's a prelude we don't hear very much anymore. And I was curious as to what happened to that.
You do still hear it on some performances, which is usually anywhere from 45 to 60 seconds, depending on the version. But it's mostly instrumental, and I think people just tend to get directly into the On Wisconsin part, and so you rarely do hear that introduction anymore.
The song caught on rather quickly. It was adopted by other schools, high schools and universities. I think it was John Philip Sousa who called it the greatest college fight song he'd ever heard. That's taking it on pretty good authority.
It is, and I think that might actually be hard to document.
Okay.
I mean, people have said that he said that, but I've also heard that he said that about other schools' fight songs. But it's certainly several people, and Ray Dvorak, who was the band leader from 1934 to 1968, did a lot of work about Sousa and with Sousa, and I think that comes from him. So I think it may well be something that Sousa said.
Well, there's another, I think, maybe a popular myth that went around that the song was owned by either Paul McCartney or Michael Jackson. Can you help enlighten us about that?
There's certainly that rumor. It's pretty clear that, at least in the United States, the song's in the public domain. It's possible that the international rights are part of that big package of songs that Michael Jackson bought many years ago. But no one has ever tried to stop us from using the music or selling versions of the song. And so we sort of don't think it's probably within that package, but it's still possible.
The song is 100 years old now. Why do you think it's endured?
I think mostly just it is a very sort of stirring, catchy melody. It's short, it's quick, it's easy to sing.
On Wisconsin, on Wisconsin, run right through that line.
Although that's one thing we sort of talked about, going around campus and sticking a microphone in people's faces and seeing if they could get past On Wisconsin, On Wisconsin.
Well, that's right, because there are two different sets of lyrics. There's the football fight song, and there's the state song, which came later.
Yeah. The state song, it wasn't adopted as the official state song until 1959,
right.
And those words are much more sort of formal and grandiose. The the fight song version is much more rah-rah Wisconsin, and there have been different words for it also. But I think it's mostly just a very catchy lyric and something that's easy for people to remember.
Sure. David Null, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Terry, and On Wisconsin.
David Null is Director of Archives at the University of Wisconsin. You can read more and listen to a few versions of On Wisconsin at wisc.edu. As we can also submit your own rendition of On Wisconsin and maybe win a contest, too. This is Morning Edition on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Terry Bell.